Everyone figured Joe Reardon would run for a third term as Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas Unified Government Mayor, so it came as a surprise when, hot on the heels of achievements like the Hollywood Casino and Google Fiber, Reardon announced that he isn't running. He said he wants to spend more time with his family, but he also said,
"This isn't a retirement. You know, I plan to be in the community going forward."
He bowed out of the race just 2 days before a triumph for another Reardon year's achievement, Livestrong Sporting Park. Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber announced it will be the site of this year's MSL All-Star Game.
"We just thought if we can get it done this summer, this was the right time to do it."
The game will be played July 31st. New Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid made his first public appearance here Monday. His comments about his plans to turn the 12-14 team around were nonspecific, but he certainly proved his ability to court local fans when asked about his plans regarding the quarterback position.
"I've got to find that next Lynn Dawson, doggone it."
At week's end, Reid hadn't found that quarterback yet, but it appeared he had settled on former Green Bay backup quarterback Doug Peterson to be offensive coordinator and Jets line coach Bob Sutton for the defensive position. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback continued to promote mental health care, not gun control, as the answer to the problems of tragedies like the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre.
"It isn't a complete full answer to all the questions, but it is an area that we can work together in a region that everybody agrees we've got need."
Brownback proposed stabilizing, not increasing, mental health funding, but would put more emphasis on crisis intervention and at-risk patients. As the Missouri legislature convened, Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Jolie Justice of Kansas City, said expanding Medicaid under the federal health care law would be a top priority.
"Expansion of Medicaid is not only necessary, but it's also going to be good for the state. It is going to be a job creator that is unprecedented. And so it's something that we're looking forward to continuing to have the conversation with our Republican colleagues."
Those Republican colleagues were not interested in that discussion. As a matter of fact, some were proposing cutting Medicaid and spending the savings on roads and bridges. GOP leaders listed priorities of a constitutional amendment to allow capping malpractice damages, lowering income taxes, and keeping all workplace injury and illness claims within the workers' comp system and out of the courts. A city council committee advanced a plan to ask voters to extend Kansas City's health levy. They're asking for a 9-year extension, but Councilman Ed Ford said if the federal health care law helps pay for indigent care, it's easy to change that.
"It's a simple procedure, as you know, for the council to terminate the health levy."
The full council finalized the plan to send the voters a measure that would end nonprofit organizations' exemption from the city convention tax on hotel rooms. Wrapping up the week, a 3-judge panel declared Kansas education funding formula unconstitutional and that the state should spend more money on schools. And a judge announced that he'll appoint an attorney to look out for the interests of Zoe Belcher, daughter of Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher, who killed himself and his girlfriend, the child's mother. The little girl's estate comes to more than $1 million. This is KCUR.